Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, May the 22nd, 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Rin and Alex, hello. Did everyone get laid real good this weekend? I mean, yeah. I know Alex got it to do it in someone's butt and everything. So
he did?
Nice, lucky.
I mean, I assume so. You know, they don't have kids.
I actually didn't do anything this weekend.
Oh my god,
you didn't get anal this weekend?
I didn't get laid this weekend, yeah.
Are you guys fighting? Is it
no, we're just
kind of the end of an era?
No, I think we were just kind of like busy, I guess. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, she had a lot going on.
You were busy playing your video games and figuring out your car situation. You got that figured out yet?
No. So
oh, that's good. That's
we're
going
to try to figure that out, you know, one of these days. So.
Yeah. Why waste a weekend trying to figure that out? You know?
No, I did. I tried. I called up a guy and he was like, oh, yeah, can you meet me at 7 p.m.? And then I was like, oh, yeah, I'll call you tomorrow. And then it was almost like the Taco Bell guy. Like, I just kind of went. I mean, except, you know, it was a little worse for on my end because he was like, yeah, I can meet you later. And I'm like, no, I got to go to sleep. And then.
You know, the Taco Bell guy, someone wrote in and said, Vinny, you were being a pain in the ass. You don't deserve it. And I'm like,
hey,
what the
he's
fuck?
He's there to spend his money. He's got a question
I'm
about
so
the menu.
I'm so sorry. I had one question about the goddamn Crunchwrap, and too bad the guy couldn't just help me out for a second. He had to look at his own menu. He comes around and looks at the menu. He's like, nope, that's the only one. Wait, looks at his screen on his cash register. Nope, that's it. I'm like, well, okay.
The Crunchwrap Supreme is the only one. You can't just say, can I have that without sour cream and tomatoes?
Well, I didn't want to. I felt like I already had been too much trouble for him. Like, really went, hey, you know what? All right, I'm going to go. That's the feeling I got. Sorry I asked a question about the money I was going
to
spend at your store.
I really wanted you to come back with a review. Like, I get that. Alex loves these things. I, you know, somebody whose food sensibilities I'm familiar with, I would like to review these things.
I got a cheap meal this weekend, so I might go in and give it a shot too. I'll go in and ask them and see if they have.
Oh,
and yeah, for the record, never mind.
No,
I've been fasting the whole time. I went in there hungry. I wanted to eat. I hadn't eaten since the night before, and it was lunchtime. Mm. All I wanted was just a smile and a helpful answer. And instead, I'm the dude. Okay, well, bye.
I'm curious to see if Alope goes and asks the questions that Vinny wanted to ask and see if he can get those answers.
That's
for
what
you.
I do want to check. I'm going to do it because I got to cheat this weekend. So I'm going to go into my Taco
Bell. So what are your questions, Vinny?
Hold on. I have a question first, though. Yeah. So you're telling me these crunch wraps, they only come supreme style?
Mm-hmm. Unless you get the breakfast version,
breakfast.
Right?
That's what I do usually is the breakfast. I usually don't do the Supreme
but,
or the regular, so I wouldn't know.
The breakfast ones don't come with...
They're totally different. They're,
yeah,
they're
they have the
egg
breakfast,
the
eggs and
stuff, bacon
yeah.
or sausage, and the Yum. Sauce is what does it. It's the sauce.
It's the sauce?
Yeah,
what's
if
sauce?
I could just... I don't know what it is, actually.
Is it like a green sauce?
No, I want to say it's like an orangey, reddish...
The sauce comes in the Crunchwrap?
Like a spicy sauce?
Yeah, there's a sauce in the Crunchwrap because everything else is just like bacon and eggs. Like, I could make that.
Yeah.
But the sauce brings it all together. And then you get the crunch and the sauce. It's just incredible.
And egg and cheese.
Mm. Well, anyway, I mean, I was just trying to get an idea of what
to
you know,
expect, right?
Like, I've had a Burrito Supreme before. Have you?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And it comes mm-hmm. with lettuce, tomato, sour cream. I didn't want right. all that. Usually, for me, I feel like the tomatoes are janky in a fast food restaurant. No thanks. Keep those off. Oh. And then I was like, well, and I don't really need the sour cream. I've seen me naked in front of the mirror. I could go without that, too.
So $1 less.
But so in my head, I'm just like, let me try to get the. And then I got attitude and went, you know what? Fuck it, man. I don't need this. Yeah. I'll go find a. There's a place down the street that'll do me with a smile. Let me get that.
Hot.
Yeah. Hmm. Right.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, I didn't think
I was being a pain in the ass. I just wanted
to know. No, it doesn't sound like you were. Yeah.
I'm more confused about a person who's starving to death, who's like kind of had their mind set on Taco Bell, and then to just be able to call an audible. I'm out. You can't answer my questions. I can't eat your food. I'm going to continue. Like, I would be so hangry at that point. I'd be like, just give me fucking anything. Give me anything.
No,
give me a scoop
I just
of,
went,
of
you know,
stuff.
I'm it's okay. I'm not. No, thanks.
I'll go somewhere else.
I don't need no trouble. I'm going to move on. That's all.
So no butt sex for Alex. Brynn, how's it going at your house?
Yeah, there's not any windows, any openings for that for me. For any sort of nothing.
You've done it one time since December, is that?
Nobody got me in the butt. I think I probably did it twice since the baby was born, you know, in total. Maybe three times
so
if I...
So many times not sure. Of not doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's all right, though.
It's not all right. It's not all right.
It's totally fine. I mean...
It's not all right. You know that you want...
Not okay.
You want to be with your partner.
I
mean,
it's
a sacrifice we all make, but it's... The funny thing is how much we have this ridiculous idea in our heads that our relationship will be different, or it'll be different for me when I have kids because I'm not going without sex. And then there you are without sex going, I'm that guy now.
Yeah. And you were always destined to be that guy.
I used to listen to that guy at work and think, loser. This stupid loser.
Now I'm also a loser.
Now I'm the stupid loser without sex in his life.
I'll say what's way more surprising to me is the fact that I'm actually okay with it right now. And I know it's a moment. It's a spell, I think. Just for now, it's not happening. And I'm not like dying about, oh man, I desperately need to do this.
Right.
That's the surprising part because the old me would have been like, you're not going to be okay with this. Figure out how to do that. But I'm like, ah, it's okay. This is a time where... Oh, the kid's right there. Cameron's always awake. The baby's crying. One or the other. It's like, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm just
and
not
you're
tripping.
Accepting it. Yeah.
It's crazy that I'm accepting that. Because I told you the old me was like five times a day. Let's go.
Right.
And now even without the kids, I do feel like once is good. Once is fine. I'll be
happy
with that.
I had the similar problems after we had kids. There's definitely less time and things dried up. And I was constantly... I'm actually embarrassed how much I had to bring it up because, frankly, I think what a lot of guys do is they just go fuck somebody else. They're like, fuck this. I'm not. And there I am, you know,
yeah,
going, look, I want to have sex with you. I would like to have our life back. It's tough. It's a bummer to be one of those like, yes, please. Can we do what? It sucks. It gets in between the two of you. Hopefully that's not the case for you guys, but it eventually did get better for us. Mm-hmm. But once a week is my ask, and when I'm getting that, I just go, okay, I'm good. I've laid it down.
Track, right.
Would I want, you know, a sloppy blowjob somewhere during the week without, you mm-hmm. know, asking? Yes, I would love that. But I'm with the once a week, as long as that's happening. Okay.
A spontaneous session, not scheduled? That's crazy.
It's super. Well, it's like I'm not asking for that, so I'm just going to live with my once a week, and I've got it. And yes, Friday began with a bang.
Oh, good.
Nice.
And then I went off.
Let's go.
Did some car shopping with the missus, and then there was a point where I went, I'm home. I have nothing to do tonight. Today was not like it got
it's
better
great.
After the Nook, but I had a terrible morning and was just I'm going to go surfing. And the missus goes, yeah, go ahead. And I went, and I ran. I ran out the door,
You got the nod and you're all, yes, I'm going.
I am gone.
You don't have to tell me twice.
And then I called back home and she was like, yeah, just stay there and go in the morning. And I went, so I stayed at the beach pad, went to sleep early.
Oh, damn.
Got up first light and was in the water before any sign of light showed. Mm. I was already surfing. It was incredible. So I had a really good weekend. It was very nice.
And it started off with a bang. I like it.
That's right.
Very nice.
Very nice. All right, you guys ready for a...
Yes, let's get to that story. Mm. Oh, wait, what about you?
We did sex.
Oh.
Nothing. No. I mean, actually, here's what I'll tell you. Okay. It started on Friday. We were doing some work in the yard because that's what we do. And John jokingly, he builds ladders onto all our fences. And
how does that work? You mean like little like 2x4s that just
holds?
He does. He'll put up two, like, I don't know what they are, 2x4s. And then he puts 2x4 rungs so that there's 3 or 4 places.
Oh, cool.
There's a big creek behind our house, and we look out over. We have some willows planted out there, and I look over the top. So there's 2 places where there's, and there's some pull-up handles and stuff, whatever.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
Criminals are, like, so happy. They're like, we can get into this house with no problem.
No, they're on the inside.
It's on the inside, right? So they'll have problems getting in, but they can get out.
Yeah, they can get out, no problem. But they can't get in. So he's up on the ladder, and he's looking to see if the drain works, because you can see that the drain, you know, the sewer drain comes out right there. Not the sewer drain, the storm drain comes out, and the downspouts. And he's like, yeah, it's running okay. So, and he looks down at me, and I'm looking up at him, and he goes, hey. And then there it was, him.
Did you blow him right there on the ladder?
I started to, but then it was hot. Then it was getting hot. I'm like, let's move to someplace shady.
I love all the outdoor sex you're having lately.
Yeah, you are living your best life. You really are. Yeah, you are. That is incredible.
It was pretty fun. It was pretty fun. He was he power washed some bricks too, and so on Saturday he wanted to do it again because he power washed the bricks and the thing kind of vibrates and you have to sort of brace it against yourself. So as he's doing it, he's like, oh,
this feels good.
Feels good. He was like, I wanted, and I was like, no.
Now.
I did stuff to you yesterday. Forget it.
Oh. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah. Well, for him, I guess. For me, I was like, I'm not doing that. Okay, so for me, it was an easy one. Here's a letter. This is in response to the wife who was mad at her husband for giving $1,500 to help pay for his goddaughter's school debt. Hey, Radio Fam, I had a thought about the recent Secret Show. That was the subject. And the thought was, there's no fucking way that money was for the goddaughter. I couldn't. And I also thought, because I can't say that didn't cross my mind, because she said that this guy was like a deadbeat dad and blah, blah, blah. I also, well, here, let me read this to you and we'll go from there.
Okay.
I couldn't help but think the story sounded, as the kids say, sus. That's suspicious for us old people. $3,000 is not that much money to be in debt for, but it is a large amount to give as a gift, in my opinion. The daughter could easily pay that off in small monthly payments. And if the dad really is a deadbeat who's always out of work, it's very unlikely he's giving her $1,500 he might need for bills or whatever else. A friend asking for that much money sounds much more like an emergency or a cover-up for something sketchy. Yeah, and I actually thought to myself, I'll bet that's not the first time that this guy has gotten money out of this godfather by saying it was for the goddaughter. And I can't remember how the wife found out about this money. Do you remember hearing that part of it?
No, but all of this now makes me extremely suspicious as well. Look, at the time I had comments about being a godparent, and there's very little expected of a godparent. But then when I look back at it, I realized, you know, Trina's the godparent to Isla, and she dropped what the fuck she was doing and came to church that night for the confirmation thing that she...
Right.
And I was like, you know, I should at least... Some people take that seriously. Some people are willing to do the things necessary that would, you know, be church related or child related. That said, this sounds way more realistic. The that's a bullshit story for whatever these two are up to. I don't know what.
Recent call from a friend was to let my husband know the oldest daughter was graduating. He asked my husband to split it with him. By the time I got any info, the conversation was days over and he'd completely agreed. So she just, it came up after the fact. It's I'm looking at the original note here. So back to this one. Honestly, my first thought was that money is not for the friend or for the daughter at all. Hubby has a secret, a side piece maybe, a gambling problem. I know a woman getting a divorce because she found out her husband spent their savings on strip clubs. Having a deadbeat friend and a goddaughter to take care of is a pretty good cover for your own illicit shit. Mm. So this could be even... she's really bringing up some... He or she is bringing up some... Let me see if it's a girl or a boy. They say, don't say my name, and they haven't told me their name, so it's fine. Whatever the case, the story as presented sounded the most palatable for the wife's benefit, but raised major red flags for me. There's a reason he didn't discuss it with her beforehand.
Yeah, it's definitely that. I've completely come to that. Like, one of the things I've noticed as I watch the NBA... This is the first time I've seen it in real time on the NBA. This DraftKings, which is like one of the betting sites.
Yeah.
Up pops the DraftKings logo and the question, who will score the next field goal, which is a basket, penalty points or
right.
But the next actual legit basket. Who will score? And you realize... People are betting in real time on all the dumbest shit. This isn't just straight up who's going to win the game or who's going to cover the point spread or whatever.
It's
now
turning
they're
wagers, turning
all
wagers.
Game long. So you wonder, is this guy a gambling addict? It's probably going to reach epidemic proportions now that they've made it so easy. It was already a problem in our society. So could it be that? Maybe. I don't know, but it definitely wasn't because he's the godparent.
Truthfully, when you start thinking about what the other possibilities could be, the best case scenario is it's that he's the godparent who cares.
Yeah.
That is the absolute best case scenario is the one that he's feeding you, lady.
Right.
All right. So this person goes on to say... I admit this could just be me being jaded. I'm the woman who wrote to you a few months ago, January 13th, Secret Show, about finding out the man I was dated was married with a whole family he was hiding. I asked you if I should tell his wife, and you all said loud and clear in unison, no, which I agreed was the right call. I never told the wife. I moved on, as you suggested. I didn't mention in my first email that he was always offering to help me with my expenses after I was laid off from my job, which I always said no thank you to. I wonder what cover story he would have told his wife about where that money was going.
Right.
Anyway, that situation is how I know how easy it is to be duped. A lot of alarm bells went off for me about him along the way, but I gaslit myself into thinking I was crazy and paranoid. I learned to never again ignore my gut or stories that don't quite add up, which is why she's writing now. And she's making, I think, some valid points.
No, I didn't think of that. But absolutely now, all of a sudden, I'm like,
right.
Of course, that's not $1,500 as a godparent. That's a big N.O., Bob.
Yeah.
That is some trouble he's up to. And now I'm even thinking, because she doesn't talk to the shady friend, and the shady friend probably doesn't come around because he's shady. That's the perfect person to hang out as your
the
loan.
The reason why, right, exactly.
Like, she's not going to call that guy. She's not going to say, what are you doing with $1,500 of my dollars?
Right. Oh, it's like a perfect cover. Yeah. Oh, now that we've said this, and maybe the lady who wrote that other letter last week is going to hear it, like, you know, tread carefully, but tread. Take a look.
You know, there was a point. Like, as I've reached this age and I'm in my 50s, the idea of getting to go on the dream surf trip has gotten, it's getting, I'm coming to the end of the window. You know what I mean? Like,
all right.
My ability to surf at a level I would want to be able to surf at, the idea of traveling far away to most likely what would be considered a third world country, like, all the stuff that's involved, multiple days of travel to get there.
Right.
But, you know, you'd be in a plane, you'd be on a boat, you'd be in possibly a train, taxis, like all this crazy stuff.
Those crazy chicken buses.
All the stuff, right? So, but I'm talking to a good friend of mine who doesn't make a lot of money. He just doesn't. He used to. He's lost that job. He now does something else. Doesn't make a ton of money. But I was talking to him and I was thinking, I want to go on this trip to Indonesia so bad. Like, what would it cost if you and I go and I just pay for you? And so we start looking into it. And it's going to cost a lot. Like, a lot.
Right.
And I'm sitting there and I'm trying to sell it to myself first before I try and turn around and sell it to the missus.
Yeah.
And I realize, like, there's no way I can even legitimately float spending $15,000 on my boyfriend because I
also,
don't have any...
He probably would, if you came up with what the number was and told it to your guy friend, then you would, he would be like, I can't really ask.
No, he would do it. He would absolutely.
Oh, really? Okay, great. Fantastic. Yeah.
No, he would do it for sure. But I'm saying, like, that's just, no, but it's a person that I would love to go do this with. It would be, we'd get along. There would be no grinds. We would both find the best surf and have the best time and all. It would be glorious. But I have two little kids.
Yeah.
And it's just not an option, and especially with, you know, the economy being the way it is, I can't risk spending, you know,
well, that is,
$7,000+ on my boyfriend.
Right. Oh. Well, find someplace cheaper to go. Get out of Mexico
or
something.
Well, sure, but that was the dream.
Yes.
And then you have to realize, like, you can't. I can't. I'm not even. My point is, I won't even ask. I went, I can't do it. And he's like, oh, what happened? And I go, I can't do it. I have two kids and I'm in my 50s. That's what happened.
Yeah. It's $7,000. It's like the price of a car. Like, we could actually buy Alex a new car with that money.
Right. I mean, there's a
lot.
Thanks,
guys.
Yeah.
But I was.
We can't do it. He's taking his friend to Indonesia.
I was working over
Indonesia.
Here and I heard something about buying me a car. I appreciate it. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us on today's Secret Show. We love your letters. We love your problems. We love to feel good about ourselves for solving your problems. So give us the opportunity to love ourselves more. We can't believe we're such a good therapist. Send your emails to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, @radioalice.com. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Thank you.
The end.